USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Russia's invasion of Ukraine is entering its eighth month. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken is explaining when he expects the conflict to end.
It depends entirely on whether Russia gets to a place where it's actually interested in stopping the aggression that it started. And we have seen no evidence of that.
Russia launched several strikes on the Ukrainian capital of Kyiv this week using Iranian kamikaze drones. At least four people were killed in the attacks. President Biden is in his home state of Delaware touting the new student debt relief program at Delaware State University as the White House opens up registration for borrowers eligible for payments, which closes December 31st.
Less than a week, just close to 22 million people have already given us information to consider this life-changing relief.
The president is trying to draw attention to his efforts to lower costs for American families with just 2.5 weeks to go until the November midterms. The Democratic-led January 6th House Committee is officially issuing a subpoena to former President Trump. The panel investigating last year's Capitol attack wants relevant documents by November 4th. They also want Trump to participate in one or more days of deposition testimony beginning on or about November 14th. The PGA Tour is suing LIV Golf Saudi backers to force evidence discovery. The Saudi Arabia Public Investment Fund is controlled by the Saudi Crown Prince and has been the source of financial backing for the league. The tour is asking a federal judge to get the fund's governor to be deposed and produce documents related to the league. Wall Street giving the thumbs up to Friday and the weekend, the Dow gaining 748 points. This is USA Radio News.
You know, a lot of times you have to choose between something high quality or something that saves you money. But if you can get both, why not? Especially when it comes to health care. And that's MediShare. You get both. The typical family saves $500 a month switching to MediShare. And that's huge, but it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. It's because MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge PPO network, so yeah, really, you could save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. If you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. Here is the number you need. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Control of Congress is up for grabs in this year's midterm elections. And Florida Republican Senator Marco Rubio is criticizing the issues that have come out against Democratic-controlled government on Fox News.
The result is runaway inflation, begging for foreign countries to produce oil while our people are paying the price at the pump with high prices, a crime wave, a border in which drugs and 5,000 people per day enter our country unabated.
Tragedy strikes a Nevada boy.
A Nevada boy has died after he developed an extremely rare infection caused by a brain-eating amoeba. This is according to state health officials who believe he may have been exposed to the microorganism on the Arizona side of Lake Mead. The boy reportedly began showing symptoms which can begin with a headache and fever and end in a coma a week after he visited the Dwelling Lake in early October. For the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
A woman in Albuquerque is accused of stealing thousands of dollars of house plants from grocery stores. Police say she stole $8,000 worth of plants from five Albertsons across the area. The alleged crimes date back to April of 2021. Police say she got her boyfriend and daughter involved. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Turn your book idea into publishing gold.
800-215-6818. 800-215-6818. That's 800-215-6818.